Section 20. Implementing the project. Success is based on strategies actually enacted, plans actually realised, projects actually executed. In order to finish what you've started, you need to adapt your mindset from thinker and planner to mover and shaker. This section shows you how. Make a difference. Your goal is to be known for achieving lasting effects and long-term effects, accomplishing your strategic objectives, and successfully executing projects in the face of resistance. This implies physically moving and doing things to move the project towards completion. This is a skill that can be learned. Learn how to do it more effectively than you are doing it now. Develop your storyboard. Think of the trial results as the basis for a movie. You start by developing a concept on how the story will unfold. You write the film script. You're also the director who guides and coaches the actors. Your company is the producer, providing the money. The lead players are you, your colleagues, opinion leaders, and so on. The supporting cast is made up of consultants, journalists, agency people, and others. Keep timelines. Timing is everything. That is the motto of the Gatwick Express, the train running between Gatwick Airport and Victoria Railway Station in London. Make it also your credo. It is essential that the activities of your action plan are implemented on time. Some software companies offer sophisticated project management support software packages. You may use them to produce detailed plans and nice flowcharts on your computer screen and on paper. I personally never needed them. Remember, it's always people who get the job done. Make the right things happen at the right time. The sequence of events is essential. You need to make sure that the right things happen at the right time. Plan your events in logical order. Just as you have to add ingredients like sugar, flour, and water in the right sequence in order to bake a cake, you need to plan the proper schedule of events in order to mark its clinical trial results successfully. Otherwise, you will end up with a mess. Start with the action plan. Develop a logical, coherent, and consistent action plan. This plan should organise the workflow. Make it short, one or two pages at the most. Long action plans usually never get implemented. And set realistic deadlines. Observe the sequence of events. Make sure you specify who will do what and by when. Develop the plan with your team. Ask team members what they think are reasonable deadlines. You are looking for their buy-in. If you can accommodate the dates they suggest in your overall project schedule, then do so. Otherwise, explain why an earlier deadline is needed. If you have a formal marketing plan, product strategy plan, or commercialization plan, add the project action plan to this. Communicate your deadlines. A deadline is the latest date by which some task must be completed. You won't get things done until you set a deadline. You need to communicate the importance of your deadlines very distinctly to all involved. Make it clear that you take deadlines very seriously. Update your action plan. Share the deadlines of the various project tasks with all team leaders on a regular basis. All of them should be familiar with the project schedule. Distribute the most recent action plan electronically and in hard copy. Post the electronic action plan with deadlines on the intranet and send regular reminder emails to team members. Produce a printed version and distribute it regularly to the team members. Post a printed version on one of the walls of your office. And remember, deadlines printed in black and white have more impact than those displayed electronically on a computer screen. Keep the project moving forward. Continuously assess the progress of your project. Ensure regular follow-up. Remember, what gets measured gets done. One senior executive once asked the clinical project manager, "How did this project get 10 weeks behind schedule?" The answer, one day at a time. Work on your project every day. Do not postpone, delay, put off, or defer timelines unless absolutely necessary. Do not prevaricate. Conduct regular review meetings. You need to schedule and hold regular review meetings. Establish a rhythm so that people know in advance when their progress will be judged. For example, you might invite your team members to regular Monday morning meetings. During these meetings, ask, "Are we on schedule? Is our project on track? Do we keep the course? And do we observe the timelines?" If necessary, Remind people of pending deadlines. Find a project coordinator. Who will invite team members to these regular review meetings? Who is the guardian of the project timelines? You need a project coordinator, someone who assumes the role of chief scheduler and who diligently tracks project progress from day to day. This coordinator checks whether people actually implement the plan on time. If not, he or she will remind people and help them to avoid procrastination. This is an important and demanding role. The best people for this job are persons who are good completers or finishers, those with an edge for detail, those who like to see things through. Do you wish to assume that role yourself, or can you think of someone suitable in the team? Or do you wish to talk to your boss and with your human resource department about a possible candidate? Hold people accountable. Make sure you hold people accountable. Reward those who keep to deadlines. Give them credit. Show that you care and that you appreciate their reliability. Recognise their efforts towards achieving a common goal. Do not tolerate people who frequently overrun their deadlines. Admonish them. You may not have formal authority over team members who miss their deadlines, so you need to sit down with them. Emphasise that team discipline is essential to the team's success. Point out the consequences of the overrun and explain why this might jeopardise the overall project success. Try to find a solution. If the two of you cannot work out a way forward, initiate a joint conversation with that person's boss. Make sure everything is on time. Timing is everything when it comes to communication campaigns for clinical trial results, so make sure everything and everybody is on time. Avoid missing opportunities. In this real-life example, the results of a trial were very positive. The substance D reduced the stroke risk significantly. The principal investigator presented these encouraging results at a major European congress. Many people, including myself, showed up at the company booth in the industry exhibition and asked for details. All the company representatives could offer were nice coffee mugs. Clearly a missed huge opportunity. Think about what supporting material your team can offer at the company booth immediately after the first official presentation. Will you get everything ready to present a CD-ROM or brochure, or at least an abstract?